Hey guys, welcome to the How to Invest and Trade Like a Pro podcast. This show is for investors and traders who want to learn how to invest and trade in ways that protect and grow their wealth and yet minimize the risk in the stock market. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. So in today's podcast episode, I'd like to share with you guys this question that intrigued me a couple of weeks ago. And I decided to go and read up and do my own research on this question, right? So the question is, in midst of all the quantitative easing, so quantitative easing is the Fed's monetary policy of printing money, right? So in midst of all this money printing, why is the value of the US dollar still holding up quite well, right? So I know and sure the US dollar has declined a bit during this period, but then I was expecting a greater decline, right? Because the Fed is really printing a lot of money right now. And being an econ student, if you take a look at the supply and demand, if supply increases, because the money supply we are talking about in this case is the money supply of the US dollar, and because of the Fed's printing of money, they are increasing the supply of the US dollar. And if demand remains relatively constant, then theoretically, with the increase in supply of the US dollar, the value of the US dollar should fall, right? That is theoretically. But in real life, it's not playing out, and that puzzled me, and that definitely intrigued me. So I went to do my own research, and this is what I found out, right? So the first thing to take note is that the US dollar is considered a safe currency or safe asset. So what does a safe currency and safe asset mean? So a safe currency and a safe asset is an asset that investors tend to move towards during times of volatility and high risk. Right, and right now with the pandemic and the geopolitical situation and everything that's going on in the world right now, there's definitely an increase in volatility, and it's a bit more risky right now. And what this then does is it drives investors to want to park their money into safe assets. And one of these safe assets is the US dollar, right? So when there are more people jumping into the US dollar, this increases the demand for the US dollar. And when there's an increase in the US dollar, with and you couple it with the increase in supply, that is why we are seeing that the value of the US dollar is not falling as much as expected, right? Because there's also an increase in demand. Because before that, I didn't take into account the demand side of the US dollar. I only took into account the supply side, which is the Fed printing on the money. But after doing the research, I realized that the US dollar is also a safe asset, and during times like this, demand for a safe asset will tend to increase, and that is why it offsets a bit of the decline in the US dollar. The second thing that the second point is that the US dollar is because many emerging countries are also intervening in the forex market or the currency markets, right? So what they do is to boost their competitiveness like of their exports, what they will do is they wouldn't want their currency to appreciate and rise against the US dollar. So what they do is they sell their currency in the market and they buy the US dollar. So if you sell your currency and you buy the US dollar, in what they are trying to achieve is for their value of their currency to either remain the same or depreciate against the US dollar. So they are trying to aim for that, right? So when other emerging countries are buying the US dollar to hopefully depreciate their own currency or at least remain at the current levels, they are increasing the demand for US dollars. And during times like these, exports are even more important than ever, right? And that is why also during times like this, countries are actively intervening in the currency markets, and that's so why there's an increase in demand for the US dollars, right? So this is my finding so far, and as I research more and find out more, I'll be sharing with you guys, and hopefully you guys have learned something from today's podcast episode to your financial success.